Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from JD, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sane Man, I recently just listened to your episode called End of the Sane Man Era. This is very sad to hear. Please continue making MGTOW content. Different formats are good. We really like your worldly insights with MGTOW. I really like your meme series. Those are hilarious. You should also consider Locals, Better Bachelor, and several other MGTOW content creators are already there. I use the phone app and buy credits to subscribe to their content. I'm hoping that one day you'll put your stuff over there too. I would subscribe to you. You can also post videos and podcasts. Please continue with your MGTOW content. Yours is one of the best out there. Very informative and creative, funny, and just awesome. Well, JD, thanks for the donation as well as the comments. You've convinced me to look at mirroring my content on Locals. It probably won't take me longer than a few minutes a day to post on there as well. As for making my content, there are benefits to doing this every day that go way beyond the monetary ones. I realized back in my 20s that if I wanted to maintain my sanity, I'd have to spend at least 4 to 5 hours a day keeping my noggin jogging. Otherwise, my brain would eat itself. I would start feeling depressed and restless from simply being idle. Over the last 10 years or so, if I'd just taken all my money, got into massive amounts of debt to buy property, and bought tech stocks and crypto, I would have been much further along financially than just working on my content, saving, and investing in dividend stocks. Today, there's way too much competition on YouTube, and as you know, I've been demonetized, and even when YouTube monetized my Sane Man 2 channel a few months later, they demonetized all my videos again. Lately, I've been thinking deeply about the problem of collapsing fertility rates and depopulation. Humans don't realize how exponential growth, in this case, exponential decline, work. Many critics of men going their own way say that we will end the species because we promote the idea that men shouldn't get married. Men walking away from marriage with good reason is only one factor determining the collapse in population. The factors that lead to below replacement fertility rates include things like urbanization, the threshold of $5,000 a year income or higher for families, women's right to education, work, and control of their fertility. I've said before that the person that figures out how he can live in a prosperous civilization that's growing in population, or pretty much stable, where women get to keep all their rights, will be the most important person of the 21st century. As well as allowing men to go their own way, which is the linchpin to all this. If we can't be free from the cooch, then what's the point? My instincts tell me that a parallel system with affordable artificial wombs, lover bots, and AI girlfriends could encourage men to reproduce. Then women would get to keep their rights and ride them all the way down the road to boxed wine, kitty cats, and extinction. It would be the most humane to let them just reduce their numbers naturally through hedonism and allow us to move forward, carrying on the project of civilization and the species. I figure that if more men go their own way from women in marriage because it was a bad deal, then it would yet be another reason for the fertility rates to collapse. In 100 years, there'll only be 3 million Koreans in South Korea, if current fertility trends continue. But I suspect they will continue to fall once AI girlfriends and lover bots are developed in the next 5 to 10 years. Then we will see fertility rates below 1 everywhere, meaning that each coming generation will be less than half of the previous one. The easiest fix would be to take women's rights away and force them to rely on men again. But I don't think that's a good strategy. I'll discuss some other ways to stabilize fertility while allowing women to keep their rights in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Sandman trying to figure out the biggest problem in the 21st century, falling fertility rates while allowing women to keep their rights in a 10-minute video clown world show. The wild card in all of this is AI. We won't need as many people to run civilization if 80 or 90% of the jobs disappear. If that ends up happening, then it would be a good idea to bring less people into this world. The elites will finally be free of the proletariats. As for getting fertility rates up, I've been thinking about this for the last 4 or 5 years now, ever since our critics have said that MGTOW will end the human race. With 50% of men in North America either being incels or going their own way between the ages of 18 and 30, and with that number only growing as new reproductive and sexual technologies emerge, that existential threat certainly is valid. While I think it's important to free men from women while allowing women to retain their rights, I suspect that the Chinese will take women's rights away in the next decade or two, as their population starts to crash. I suspect that they will limit immigration, restrict abortion and birth control, which they've already started doing, as well as vasectomies. and they might also learn from the mistakes that Romania made in the 1960s, when they introduced the fertility police and figured out ways to bring fertility up over replacements. China also has the surveillance state as their apparatus in the communist system. The only thing they can't do yet is force people to have sex. Who knows, maybe at some point they'll go full Handmaid's Tale. If that happens, do you really think that America and other Western states are going to sit by and watch China conquer the world by doing nothing more than making babies? Forget about it. There might be a war against women's reproductive rights everywhere. Suddenly the sitcoms might start promoting submissive mothers and competent fathers like they did back in the 1950s. Suddenly the algorithm on YouTube might favor trad wives because the right-wing agenda is to push that down from above. Maybe the state will start to shame childless mothers, and affirmative action programs will favor those with kids with job promotions. The possibilities of behavioral economics will seem unlimited. Maybe child-free women will have their money expire through CBDCs, if they don't use their cooch to squeeze a few out. I don't agree with any of these things, but desperate regimes might try anything to keep their populations growing. I also find it a little too convenient that we now have Bitcoin a deflationary store value. As long as people adopt it and as the population falls, it'll maintain its value the best in an unstable world. Because of its decentralization, and once government pension schemes and stock markets fall, do you really think that people are going to trust their government to pay them their liabilities, or that stock prices will go up as the population falls? Not to mention governments will print and print to basically pay their obligations, with increasingly worthless paper. AI takes the jobs, but it's okay because the populations fall exponentially, and government money, real estate, and private equities lose money exponentially too. But it's okay, because Bitcoin replaces them as a store of value. That's why I'm now really worried in a world with falling populations, because I already see what's happening in preparing for the coming deflationary technologies by investing in them, and preparing for hyperinflation of the currency so that my wealth can get protected and grow over time to some extent. As for population, the right and traditional fascists will most likely try and take women's rights away to get those fertility rates up. The left will do the same if I'm right about communist China. The only group that won't take those rights away are in the middle somewhere, and those guys that go their own way from women. From that perspective, most MGTOW men are fine with women having their rights, so long as they don't take men's rights away. The best chance we have for success is centrist men that raise children alone, or with the aid of technology like android nannies in the future, and maybe even by cloning themselves. Studies have shown that children from single-father households do almost as well as those from two-parent homes. I think it would also be easier to convince a man to have kids if it's guaranteed that he's going to have a son. It might even be easier still if you convince a man that he can clone himself, which is basically you creating a younger brother of yourself. If you raise your younger self, then you could pretty much be the child's brother and father at the same time. How weird would that be? These are crazy clown world times that we're living in, so we need to find the craziest solutions that we can. Again, the person that figures out how we keep our current way of living while enticing people to replace themselves will be an absolute hero. As for my Sandman content, doing this every day allows me to think about these bigger concepts, instead of just sitting and being depressed, or working a soulless job, or even doing tons of freelance video and photography at weddings and bar mitzvahs. I realize that any new philosophy for living and reproducing will have to be as simplistic as possible for guys to follow it if we expect it to work. Most people don't want to think about their lives. They just want to live the most convenient and socially acceptable life possible. Any solution to the fertility crisis will have to take that into consideration. I think that MGTOW has the best solution the way I described it, and if I didn't have autoimmune issues, I would have had kids through surrogacy by now, raised in part by the help of nannies. I still may decide to do that after 2029 or 2030, depending on the price of Bitcoin. But what I've also realized is that having kids is not enough. You have to pass on some sort of tradition and or new social technology that'll encourage them to reproduce as well. Otherwise, it's futile and they'll simply fall into hedonism and won't pass down your genes further down the road. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to JD for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the person that convinces people to smash each other again and make children will be the biggest hero of the 21st century. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments like China that try and take women's rights away, because if they do, the governments in the West will probably have to do the same too away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.